back to Gospel of Luke, chapter 7. Luke, chapter 7. Let's read three verses again. Luke, chapter 7. Let's read verse 17. It said, "This rumor of him, of Christ, went forth throughout all Judea, throughout all the region round about." Verse 19, "John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come? Or look we for another?" And verse 23, Christ concludes, Blessed is he, or whosoever, shall not be offended in me." All right, religion today is such a ridiculous sideshow, isn't it? Really, it is. Any thinking person, turn on the TV and radio and hear and see what's going on in the name of God, would scoff at it, wouldn't it? And that's what's happening. I don't blame people for the most part if what they see in religion today is an absolute, it's because of the utter fools that are in the pulpit. A person has to be an absolute fool to follow these fools. And there's an increasing, I hear it, I listen to what's being said, I listen to the commentaries, read the paper. There's an increasing agnosticism, or that is, people, they're not believing anything. They don't believe this Bible stuff. It's increasing in the world today. Peter said that. Listen to me. Peter said in 2 Peter 3, he said, in the last days scoffers would come, saying, "Where's the promise of his coming? Everything's continuing like it is." The more religion makes over the year 2000, the more foolish they're going to appear to be when Christ doesn't come. And he's not coming. He's not going to come January 1st, 2000. So how do you know that? Because everybody's going to be looking for him. He said, "At a time when you think not." Well, but the fact of the matter is, listen to me, the fact of the matter is, the whole controversy is surrounding this Jesus who lived years ago. Even today, back then there was a controversy. The Scripture says, and there was a division among the people because of him. And today, all this controversy, some believe, some don't. Some are absolutely fanatics, some true believers. The controversy surrounding him. That's what that verse 17, you see where it says rumor? We've always thought, we use the word rumor in a bad sense. Or that, did you hear the rumor? Meaning it's not so. Rumor means a story that's told. It's purported, it's reported, the story that's told. And the rumors surrounding this one named Jesus were many and fantastic. The rumors, that is the stories told. Now listen to me. If they're true, if what this book is saying is true, and I believe it is, If what is written in this book of what Christ said and what He did is true, then this world's in real trouble. I mean, it's not smile, God loves you. It's in big trouble. If it's not true, if it's not true who He was and what He said and what He did, if it's not true, everyone in this room, we're the biggest fools. We're absolute fools for being here like this. It's your day off, isn't it? We're absolute fools. Wow, this is Super Bowl Sunday. Goodness gracious. Super Bowl Sunday. But if it's true, you understand the rumors. If it's true, listen to this. Acts 17:31 says it. Listen, every eye or ear. Listen to this word. God, listen to this. God hath appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man. That Jesus that lived 2,000 years ago. It's all the whole world before Him and after Him going to be judged by Him. Listen. Him whom God hath ordained, whereof God hath given assurance, or that is, God hath given proof to all men who He was and what He said and what He did was true because God raised Him from the dead. Now, that's what Paul said in Acts 17. So if it's true, listen to me, every person in this room, young and old, every person in this room is going to be judged according to what they believe about this Jesus. And whether or not they confessed Him and followed Him and loved Him. That's what it says. Did you catch this more than an introduction? This is it. I mean, the whole thing surrounds this person who came, you see. Rumors have it. See, that's what the Holy Spirit, it's a rumor that, yeah, it's a rumor. But if it's true now, if it's true, who this was that came, He said, I'm God. He said, I'm God. That's what He said. No, He's not. He's just a Jesus. Well, if He's just another man then, goodness gracious, let's go golfing. It's still warm enough. If He's not who He said He was, if none of this happened, if this is just religious fable, my soul, what are we doing in here? We're a bunch of ignorant, uneducated fools. Carrying on about a dead fellow that... But if it's true. So you see? You see what I'm saying? Rumors have it. Well, is it true? Well, look at our Lord said, blessed, in the last verse there, He said, blessed. Blessed is he, or whosoever, not offended in me, or blessed is he, or whosoever that believeth on me. Blessed. Blessed. Supremely blessed. Going to be happy. Are happy. And going to be, yeah. And blessed, highly favored, highly honored. And just like He said to Mary, the angels that came, highly favored among women. Blessed. You believe. Flesh and blood didn't reveal it to you. Flesh fought against it. But God gave you this gift and revealed it.
Blessed, blessed, blessed is everyone that, who's not offended, who takes the what the world says with a grain of salt and takes what He said as being absolute truth. See, do you see? Do you see that? This is not just a religious service. I mean, it all surrounds Him. If He came and He is who He says He was, and He did what He said He did, and He is now where this book says He is, that means He's coming again like this book says He is. And this book says we're all going to be judged accordingly. Do you see? Well, Luke chapter 7 and verse 11. It says there a big crowd of people went with Him. Much people. He came into the city and much people. Large crowds followed Him wherever He went. And same thing today. There's much people surrounding Jesus today, you know. Well, you know what the old sayings, some old sayings are pretty good. I believe the old sayings that are pretty good came from Scripture somewhere. You can count on it. If there's any good in it, it came from Scripture. Right? Well, the old saying is you can fool some of the people all the time. There's some people you can just fool all the time. You can fool all the people some of the time. But you can't fool all the people all the time. That's what the old saying said. Maybe that came, Christ said, my sheep, they'll hear my voice. Stranger, they won't follow. And a goat won't follow the shepherd. Well, all the people at one time would follow Christ. See, He attracted a large crowd. Rumors surrounding Him were reported in every place. That's what this said. This rumor about Him raising this fellow from the dead. Here, this is what happened. Verses 12 and 13. When He came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man. Now, people, this is not like one of these healing services, one of these Pentecostal charismatics things that go on today. This is not, no. There wasn't a bunch of people lined up in wheelchairs. No, this was a funeral procession going by. This would be like today, if there was a funeral procession going by, cars, you know, and they all had their lights on, there was a hearse, and there was a coffin in it, and it was closed and had been for 2 days. That fellow's dead. I mean, he's dead. Right? We're getting ready to take him out and stick his body in the ground cover. Why? He's dead. And that'd be like today, our Lord standing on the side of the road and stopping the procession. And going back and opening the door of the hearse. And open the lid and say, get up. Now, this is what happened. It's not arthritis. This is dead. You understand that? And all these hucksters and these, you know, charlatans out there that claim to be healing and stuff, let them stop a procession. Let's see it. Right? This fellow was dead. That's what... Now, this is not the only incident. It's not the only time it's happened, you see. One of the ladies and I love to consider how that every time there was a funeral in Christ's presence, the person lived. Because you can't stay dead in the presence of life. You go back and read. Every time our Lord attended the funeral, that person got up. Well, here's the fact of the matter is, and the mystery surrounding it. In verse 14, our Lord, oh, what a picture of the gospel this is. And verse 12, it says that there was a dead man, the only son of his mother. She was a widow and much people. And verse 13, when the Lord saw her, she had a dead son. I believe she was a believer because the Lord saw her. And he had compassion on her. And he said unto her, weep not. And he came. And he touched that coffin. And they that bare him stood still. And he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. This happened. That rumors happened. Rumors happened. I thought about what. Wonder what that young man said. What do you reckon he said? I don't know. I know who saw. He might have said, salvations of the Lord. I don't know what he said, but so you see, this actually happened. He raised a dead man. And it says in verse 16, fear came on all. Fear came on all. And they glorified God, and saying, a great prophet is risen among us. Oh, you don't know the half of it. A great prophet? You don't know the half of it. This is that prophet of whom Moses spake. That prophet of whom the angels spake. And they said this, that God has visited the people. Yeah, he did, didn't he? God manifest in the flesh. That God. Do you notice that God hath visited the people? And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. Now let me ask you something. All right? Let me ask you an honest question. If you had heard this rumor, if you'd lived back then and heard this rumor and you didn't see it, that a man raised a dead person from the grave, would you believe? Come on now, be honest. Let's see, one honest person shake their head. Huh? No. No. If you hadn't seen this, if you hadn't been there, no. Would you believe it now? He heard it. Now? No. John the Baptizer, not the Baptist, doesn't mean he was a Baptist. John the Baptizer, we gave him that. He wasn't a Baptist. He's a baptizer. And he wasn't a Methodist or a Calvinist for that matter. John was a believer. John the Baptizer, who lived to tell of Christ, he lived to tell of Christ, he prophesied of the Christ who was to come. He was sure that Jesus was the Christ. He was sure. He lived his life anticipating. You see, he lived 30 years anticipating the coming Christ. And earlier on, you remember, in studying this, earlier on, John saw Christ come and said, "There he is. Behold, the Lamb of God." He said, "I saw and bear record that this is the Son of God." Well, now he's sitting in a jail cell, looking at four walls. And he hears the rumors, what's all going on out there. And he seems a little unsure, doesn't it? Is that the impression you get here? That John's a little unsure? And verse 19 says, "John, calling two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying," or asking him, "Art thou he that should come? Or look we for another?" Are you the one? Is this true? Are you the Christ? Are you the Holy One? Are you the Son of God? Are you God? Are you the woman see? Are you that prophet? Are you the Lord who shall suddenly come to His temple, of whom the Scriptures speak? Did that give you that impression that John's a little unsure here? Well, I don't think John's unsure here. No, I've preached it that way before. You know, like, I've preached a lot of things before that, things too wonderful for me. I've darkened counsel with words without knowledge many times. I don't think John doubted that Jesus was the Christ. In fact, I'm certain that he wasn't doubt. John was not asking this for his own benefit. And I'm not preaching this message right now to convince myself, because I'm in doubt and I need convincing. He said, "No, John called two of his disciples that were with him." Why were they with him? What are they doing with him? Huh? You remember before he had two disciples and he said, "Hey, right there goes Christ. Follow him." And they quit following. They heard John preach and they followed Christ. Well, these fellas, evidently, they weren't following Christ yet. You see that? All right, he called two of his disciples and he says he sent them to Jesus. Sent them to Jesus, saying, verse 19, "Art thou he?" John said, you go to him. You go to Jesus. And you ask him this, "Art thou he that should come? Or look we for another?" You go ask him. All right? They said, "Okay, we'll go." Go now. Don't tarry. Go to him. Ask him. And so they did. And verse 20 says they came to him. Verse 20, when the men were come to him, they came to Christ. All right, they came to Jesus, the Christ. They said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, Art thou he that should come? Or we look for another?" And they waited on an answer. "John told us to come to you. And now we're asking, are you he that should come? Or we look for another?" And it says, and in the space of 60 minutes, in that same hour, look at this. In that same hour, verse 21, it says, he cured many of infirmities and plagues and evil spirits and unto many blind, he gave sight. In that same hour, within a space of 60 minutes, these disciples of John saw people cured of infirmities, plagues, evil spirits, blind people seeing. You see, they heard the rumor, didn't they? They heard the rumor, and now they saw for themselves. They had heard with the hearing of the ear. And now, it says, they saw. What did they see? His glory. His power. His authority. Job, you remember that? Job said the same thing. He said, I've heard of you. With the hearing of the ear. But now, mine eye seeth thee. And there's not a person in this room who hadn't heard this message, this preaching, many times. And like I said, I'm not preaching this because I'm in doubt. Because I need to convince myself. And what I'm telling you this morning, rumor has it that God visited this planet. Tell you what to do. You go to Him. Ask Him. Yeah, ask Him. Are you God? Go to Him.
And it says, they heard the rumors of Him, and now they saw for themselves. They saw Him, His power and His glory. And look at this. What happened? They saw all this, His power, His glory. And then verse 22, Jesus answering said unto them, they heard Him speak. To who? Not through John. He looked at them, Joe, and he said, now. He looked at them. They heard His voice. And He said, now, go your way. And you tell John what things you've seen and heard. How that the blind see, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have. Now, you go. And you tell John what you've seen and heard. Huh? If you hadn't been there, let me ask you again. If you had not been there and seen the Lord raise this man, would you believe? Probably not. I'll tell you how you believe. You want me to tell you how you believe that the Lord raises the dead? If you had been sitting in that coffin and He raised you. Barbara, who believed more than anybody that this Jesus is the Christ, that dead boy. He got up and said, I was dead. Now I'm alive. Who believed better than Bartimaeus? Huh? That this is the Christ. Why? He said, I was blind. I was blind. Born blind. Huh? Who believed better than that man is born deaf and dumb, who couldn't hear a thing, who his parents for years have been talking to him? And the preacher get up and preach, and it was like it. The priest would get up and read the word, and that young man sit there and then one day he heard, thus saith the Lord.
Who better to believe than the one whose death I hear? Who better to believe than the one whose tongue was tied in knots? Mouth full of cursing and bitterness. Then all of a sudden one day, he sees, he hears, and he's singing Rock of Ages and loving it. Whereas once before, you know, he's nothing but rock and roll, you know. And now this tongue is engaged in something different. Now, who better to believe than that young fellow? I had nothing to do with this. I tell you, he's alive. And he raises the dead. He delivers sons to their mothers. I'm talking prodigal, fist-raising, rebellious, no-good, husk-eating swine. Delivers them back to their mama. They get their boys back. Boys that wouldn't have anything to do with their mother. Dead. In trespasses and sin. Yeah. Rumor has it that he raises the dead. Well, people, I'm here to tell you that I have seen the dead raised. I've seen the dead raised. Would to God. I see some dead people in here right now. Yes, I do. Blind. I'm looking
in any particular direction for fear of not to protect the innocent, but to protect the guilty. But there are dead people in here right now. They're blind, they're deaf, they're lame, their feet can't walk any way but meanness. I'm telling you. I'm blind. I sat in the pew and looked and looked and looked and saw nothing. And heard and heard and heard and heard nothing. And my feet couldn't wait to get out from under the pew and get out and hit the road, Jack. Blessed is he. Blessed. You see, rumor has it. You said, rumor has it that God walked this planet. Rumor has it that he died and rose again. He's now seated at the right hand. Rumor has it he's coming back. Receive his people. That's what the stories say. And in the process, he heals and raises the dead and so forth. That's what rumor says. You believe that? You've been dead, you do. Would to God you would. Let me give an illustration here of this, and maybe this will bring it home, and I'll close with this. But he said, blessed is he who will not be offended. And the way I started this whole message off was that this world, you know, is... becoming increasingly skeptical and all that. Religion is to blame. Pulpit's to blame. The whole trouble's up here in the pew. And men aren't preaching God's word. That's the power of God and salvation. And they're translating it away and perverting it. And the word of God, the truth, like Isaiah 59 says, truth is falling in the street, it cannot enter. Very little truth being preached. Very little power of God going on. And they have to drum up all these things. Yeah. Well,
It's true. He's true. See, I met that woman right here years ago. I'm not offended in her. Well, there she is. Right? You believe she's alive? I do. I met her years ago and fell in love with her. And I married her. Yeah, I confessed her before everybody. God's gift, he that findeth a wife obtaineth favor. Blessed, happy. Happy is the man. Found a good wife. God gave her to me. And he caused me to fall in love with her. And I married her. I confessed her before everybody in a ceremony. And I didn't just live with her. That ain't love. That ain't love. Love is commitment. But I confessed her before all. And now I live with her. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of her. I go home, look forward to it. Going home, I live with her. I love her. Right? See what I'm saying? I'm not ashamed of her. I'm not offended. I tell everybody I'm married. You married? Yeah. A wonderful woman. And in spite of, you know, what all's going on in religion today, Christ is, he lives. I know, because I met him one time. God, in mercy and grace, caused me to meet him. He spoke and fell in love with him. I confessed him. The public ceremony. Not ashamed, not offended. And while I'm ashamed, offended, and all this stuff that goes on in his name today, it blasphemes his holy name. Yet I'm not, you know, in spite of all the agnostics and the atheists and so forth, I'm not ashamed to admit, to believe that Jesus Christ is real. Why? Because I know him. He lives. I live with him. I abide with him. I hear his voice. Fell in love with him. I'm in love with a ghost. You say, I don't believe that. Of course you don't. You're dead. Maybe you never met him. But I tell you what. You go ask him. You go ask him. Go ask him. Are you real? Go. And I pray to God that you'll come back and tell us, hey, you know, I heard the poor have the gospel preached. All right, Brother Joe, you got a hymn picked out? 252. 252. 252.